Good evening and welcome once again to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Bitocha Message Series, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David and Orly Simai. As a schuz for a zivig Yaakov Aaron Ben Rochel and Refuah Shleima Leliyahu Ben Sora and Leilui Nishmas Amalka Basar Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Rav Shleima Chaim Ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Elio Chaim Ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, and Oren Ben Moshe, and Lila Nitzmas Gittel Basar Rav Eliezer Manoach. There's a very important issue that someone brought to my attention that I think requires a little bit of focus, hopefully this evening. And that is, there's a certain level of frustration that sets in with the avodas habitochim when a person is attempting to achieve ever higher levels of bitochim, but doesn't necessarily see the results. And it's of concern, and they think, well, why not? And this bitochen stuff, it doesn't work, and maybe it's overrated. And it's really a source of confusion to people and of concern to many. And Choshev HaRov in Brooklyn pointed out to me a letter from Reb Chaska Levenstein, who was the Mashkiach in Ponevich in his later days, and before that, the Mashkiach in the Mir, a very well-known tzaddik. I actually had the privilege of spending a little bit of time with him, and I must say that I felt that when he sat in front of the Shechina. Imamish had that sense about him, that otherworldly sense. Anyway, so he writes in a letter to someone about the union of Bitochen. He says, This is one of the most amazing things. He says, why is it so difficult for people to have this? He calls it Teicheles V'Tikva. Those are two types of hoping and awaiting for Hashem to respond to our desire, to our needs, to our requests, to our problems. And it's so difficult, he says, that Hashem would be able to do such a thing. Mashna Gela Gufoi, things that are gear to the body and things to the gashmias and things that gear to the ruchnias. Why are people having such a hard time? Haloi ha'odam hu omus b'chasodov timidis. A person is surrounded, is totally enraptured with chesed Hashem on a constant basis. V'yodav Tanicheu b'chol eis v'noitzer nafshu b'chol rega. As Hashem's hand is guiding him, at leading him at every time, and protecting him, protecting his nefesh every moment. Kila olam chasdei, because his chesed is eternal, is forever. Lo yikores lo yiposek. It isn't stopped. It doesn't end. So he says, why is it so difficult? A person who's surrounded with the chesed Hashem. The truth of the matter is that the Targum says on the pasuk we said it this morning in Hallel, Mo Shiv La Hashem Kol Tagmulo Hiyoloi. So the simple pshat is, how can I ever pay Hashem back all of the benefits that I have from Him? But the Targum seems to learn differently. All of the chesed that Hashem has been bestowed upon me. A person, now, that's obviously not true. David HaMelech didn't have all the chesed in the world. He had his fair share of tzoras as well. But a person can so appreciate the depths of the chesed Hashem, the extent of the chesed Hashem, the love that's attached to the chesed Hashem, to the extent that a person can actually feel kol tagmoloi. It's as if he gave me everything that he has. Hashem, in his infinite oitzus of chesed, has given it all to me. And there's nothing left in the world that he hasn't given to me. It's obviously not the truth, but it's a hargosha that a person is capable of having. Mo'ashiv la'Hashem, kol tagmoloi hi. How can I ever pay him back? All of the gmul that he has, all of his gmul is a lie. It's been bestowed upon me. So, a person can reach such an appreciation of the Chesed Hashem. So it seems Rav Chaskel is disturbed as to why it's so difficult. He says, so he's surrounded by Chesed. He feels the Chesed. We live with the Chesed Hashem. Why is it so difficult to have bitochen? He says, a person might say, I tried it. I tried to have bitochen. I worked on my bitochen. I had bitochen. I felt I had bitochen. I think I had bitochen. I felt that I had bitochen. And nothing happened. I didn't get my heart's desires. So he sagged to Kirsuni. I didn't get according to what I wanted. Mihu asher biyodo leimor ki mile estnai advorim ki hakol tolik afi choyze katikvo asher lo odom. Says, who could say? Who has the ability to say that he fulfilled all the conditions that are necessary for bitochen? That everything depends upon the strength of the hope that he has. The strength of that trust that he has, Asher Lo'odom, ki inyan shekosov kaveh el Hashem chazak v'ameis libecho v'kaveh el Hashem. So therefore he says, you can't say such a thing, because nobody can say that he achieved the fullest, that he's reached the highest level, that he's put in all of those efforts to achieve that bitochen. And therefore, he says to him, this v'yira yididi, he says, my friend, realize this, kamo madregus yesh batik, for there's many levels. Mihu asher yichazik es atzmi be'oimetz alev, achar ihag, one who strengthens himself and strengthens his heart with a renewed strength after he doesn't seem to receive that which he wanted or awaited to receive. He says, b'vatuchos ki yasik masher oise. It's for sure that when he strengthens himself again, he will achieve that which he desires. V'achazet tikvo chadosho. Then there'll be a new level of hope. And then he brings a posuk. And this is what he sort of says is guaranteed to us. Now, the truth of the matter is that the similar language actually is found in the Goin, in the Imre Bino in Brochus, where on the Gemara in Brochus, where the Gemara says that even though you're not allowed to be mispalel for something that happened already. And one of the examples the Mishnah gives is, if he heard a kol tzvocho, came to a city and he heard fire engines raging, he heard soros from the city, he shouldn't say, I beseech you, Hashem, it shouldn't be in my house. Says that's a tefilas shov, because if it is, it is. It happened already. Says, Elamai, what should he say? He should rather say, so that's it. That's what it says. You can't say that. So the Gemara says, Tona Rabbonon, Maisa b'Hillel Azokin, a Maisa with Hillel, that he came into the city, and he heard the kol tzvocho, he heard the screaming, the fire engines raging, and he said, Botuach ani shein zeh b'tich peisi. I am sure, I have bitochen that it's not in my house. And that the Gemara justifies with the posuk mishmor olo yiro nocha libo b'toch b'ashem. The Gemara in Brochos, I think, Daf Samach. So the question is there, the Goyin asked the question, he says, it's clear to the Goyin that it means he's batuach, that it's not in his house. Not that the screaming is not in his house, like others want to say, but that the fire, the tzorah, is not in his house. So he says, we find tzaddikim suffer. So he says the same notion that the apostle says, everything depends upon uimetz alev bibitchein of Hashem, the strength in his heart, in his bitochem Hashem. There are levels, there are infinite levels. The levels keep, there's to whatever level a person achieves, and if he's achieved a certain level, and he hasn't achieved the fullness of his desire, then he has to work more, and grow more, and strengthen his bitochem even more, and more, and more. And there were, in fact, tzaddikim that weren't concerned with that. They weren't necessarily looking for that. Like Rabbi Akiva, who gave his life and was waiting for the opportunity to be makabel the Malchus Shomayim as he was his life is being taken away from him, as it says, "Va'avdes Hashem Elokecha b'chol nafshecha afilu hunoiteles nafshecha." So, but other than that, those of us who do want to achieve something, when we find that the bitochen that we have, or that we think we have, or the level that we've achieved, does not succeed in bringing about the desired results, so it seems that what has to be done, that's what Reb Chatzkel advises, and it seems that way from the Goyim, strengthen the bitochen, go to the next level. Hagam that the Chofetz Chaim writes, and I've mentioned this many times, kefi godol habitochen kach godol hatzlocha, that according to the level of bitochen is a level of hatzlocha, but if a person didn't get the level of hatzlocha that he wanted, he has to strengthen his bitochen even beyond that. Now, how do we go about that? And that's really difficult. We've discussed this in the past, but there are so many different ways. I'd like to share with you one, and maybe if we have the time, two stories. I don't know if they actually happened. I do know that they could have. They're Chassidish stories that I heard. There's a very beautiful recording from Yontel Erlich. I'm told it was the last one that he did. And he was a ballad singer. He made up ballads, you know, Ruchnistika ballads. And before he passed away, maybe 25, 30 years ago, was this one on Bitochen. It's available on his recordings. Many beautiful stories of Bitochen. But one story over there is very interesting. And a delegation comes to this innkeeper, and he should teach them what's this Midas HaBitochen. And he said, okay, he didn't know exactly what. He invited them in, he made them a breakfast, a lunch, whatever, a brunch, whatever it was. And then they hear knocking on the door, and the Cossacks are there, and they're ready to take him away. They say, by 4 o'clock, you must pay the Poritz your yearly rent, which is 300 ruble. And if not, he's going to take you in debtor's prison, you and your family. And he says, tell him not to worry. I'll be there by 4 o'clock with the money. People are a little bit concerned. Why don't you pay him already? It's 10, 11, 12 during the day. He said, I don't have the money. Where are you going to get it? I don't know, but Hashem won't let me down. As Bitochen again, the Cossacks come back banging on the door. He says, tell the Poritz, 4 o'clock, I'll be there with the money. This happens a third time. It's 3:30, and it's time to do a little bit more. So he gets all dressed up, and he goes out to the it seems it was on the end of the property, is his property, and then the Poritz live on the other end of the property. Finds a little hill there, and he's standing there waiting for the Yeshua to come. The people are watching what's going to happen. A farmer, somebody drives by with a wagon, talks to him. No, shakes his head, nothing doing. And then it's another 10 minutes later, this person comes back again with the wagon. They talk And the third time he comes back, it's 5 to 10 to 4. And 10 minutes he has to give it each time, no, no, no. Finally, he's walking into the Poritz's garden to knock on the door to pay his chayiv. But he didn't have the money. And this driver comes back again. They talk, gives him money, goes in, pays his bill. And he comes back, and the people say, what happened? He says, this guy was a farmer from a neighboring community. He offered me 300 ruble for my next year's produce, which is exactly what I needed to pay the Poritz. But it was 500. It was worth 500. I'm not going to sell it for 300. I have bitochen. Now, he certainly, on the one hand, here, you're getting answered. Exactly the number that you need. It's a half hour or 20 minutes before you have to pay. So, and the farmer left. Now, here's this man with such a bitochen, and he had an opportunity, but he wouldn't give it for less than the 500 because that's what it was worth. Now, it's all over. He should have been shattered. He should have given up. My bitochen didn't work. In 10 minutes, and then again, he came back. Another time, still no. Another time, still no. It's 5 minutes, too. My bitochen failed me. It's not working. I'm in trouble. What's going to be? No. He didn't flinch. All he did, I would suggest, is he strengthened his bitochen, because each time that he refused to take the money that was exactly, there's some men that Poritz offered him more, but not the 500, the 360 or 420, and finally came at the very last minute and gave him the 500. But so a person, like, I'm disappointed. I have bitochen. I waited the whole day. It's the end of the day. It's 10 minutes before. The farmer finally left again. Who knows now what's going to happen? I'm going to strengthen my bitochen. I'm not going to give in. I feel this is the right price. I have my bitochen. He walked away. No, he walked away. He didn't lose the bitochen. When he walked away the last time, he walked into the Poritz's garden to knock on his door there to pay the choiv without the money, because he was forever strengthening that bitochen. And of course, in the end, the level that he reached, which was so high, that he was zeicher to get what he needed and didn't have to sell it for less, and that was the lesson in bitochen. And I think that we can't allow ourselves to get discouraged. You know, Klal Yisrael is waiting. Next week we have no session, obviously, it's Tisha B'Av. Klal Yisrael is waiting for the Mashiach, is waiting for the Geula, close to 2,000 years. Close to 2,000 years. And in the Golos, and, you know, we've had many times where we thought, ot, we hear the footsteps. It's about to happen. We've been through the Chevli Moshiach. The Geula is around the corner, and hasn't happened. But what have we done? We have continued to hope. We are mimkoim chomalkeinu ki mechakim anachnu loch. We're still waiting. We're kavil Hashem chazak v'yameitz libecho. We put our hope in Hashem. And when we don't seem to get the results, we strengthen our hearts. We kavil Hashem once again. And this has been our history. This has to be the way we operate. So a person can't get discouraged when he or she feels that he has mustered and mastered a certain level of bitochen and does not yet seem to see the results, because the avodah that we have at that point is to strengthen the bitochen more. The reliance on Hashem's chesed is infinite. There are infinite levels. With our highest level, we still won't achieve the levels of the previous doiris before us. That's our avodah. And the trick is that when things seem to be contradicting that, I had bitochen, I thought I had bitochen, and it doesn't seem to happen, the answer is not give up. The answer is not be despondent. The answer is not get depressed. The answer is not to say, nah, it's not working. But v'yameitz libecho v'kavei al Hashem. And that Reb Chatzkul says, and it's mashma from all over, and the Goyin says that this is the formula for the true achievement of all of our heart's desires. Just want to point out, because we're in the midst of this campaign, that it's not only Reb Yehuda Chosid who advocated the Kabbalah to say Nishmas when there's a Tzora, and many people had great yeshuas, miraculous yeshuas, when they did so, because they're expressing themselves now as trusting and appreciating Hashem, and they will not deny it or forget it or allow it to fade after the fact, as so often we do. But it seems David HaMelech said the same thing. He said, "Vani b'chastuch obotachti, I trusted in your chesed. I see the chesed. I'm surrounded by chesed, and I trust your chesed. Yogei libi b'shua secho, as the Goyin says, my heart will rejoice in the Yeshua. I am confident because of my trust in your chesed, that chesed will apply to me, and my heart will, in fact, rejoice in the Yeshua. But I tell you now, Rebbeinu Shalom, or Shira Lashem ki gomel olai. I will sing Shira. I will sing your praises after the fact, and as Reb Chaim Brisker pointed out, Shiro can't be said just on bitochen alone. That the level of Shiro requires that I've actually experienced the Yeshua, not just my confidence that the Yeshua will be. But David HaMelech said it before. he's committing himself. Or Shir Hashem Ki Gom Alolai. When it happens, I will declare publicly, and I will underscore and assure that I will never forget Ki Gom Alolai, that all comes from you. And therefore, this seems to be a very powerful means of strengthening our bitochon, of strengthening our commitment never to forget the Chesed Hashem. Well, the Shporuch Hu should help that we should be zeichet to see the Geula Shleimo, the Bias Mashiach Tzidkenu, and the Binyan Beis HaMikdosh B'mehera B'yomeinu, and an easy fast to everyone. As I mentioned, obviously, we will not meet next week.